The UNHCR office in Sudan says since March 26, clashes have occurred between two nomadic communities in Gereda and Tulus localities of South Darfur state. The fighting reportedly stems from an incident when a Rapid Support Forces soldier from one nomadic community was killed by unknown assailants while traveling from Gereda town to Buram village. On March 29, members of an armed nomadic community attacked three villages inhabited by nomadic communities of Hasheba, Idan, and Umbalula in the southwest part of Gereda town. Authorities say more than 20 combatants from both tribes were killed during the conflict. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, UNHCR Communications Officer Asadullah Nasrullah says the renewed clashes have exposed thousands of vulnerable communities to harsh living conditions.
On 6 April, the South Darfur Protection Working Group participated in an interagency emergency response mission to affected villages in Gereda and Tulus localities where recent conflicts has affected an estimated 15,000 people. Over 100 persons have reportedly been killed since clashes began.
Nasrullah says 6 victims are said to be children. He says humanitarian organizations are ramping up to provide life-saving support once they have safe access to the affected communities. Nasrullah says other deadly intercommunal clashes were reported in the Jebel Moon locality of West Darfur, which leading to the displacement of 12,000 people. He says more than 3,600 people, mostly women and children, have crossed the border into the neighboring Chad.
During the month of March, Jebel Moon locality in West Darfur witnessed continued intercommunal clashes, claiming the lives of over 40 people and a higher number of injured. New displacement, burning of villages, and destruction of civilian homes and property have been reported.
Nasrullah says Jebel Amir and Al Sarif localities of North Darfur state also witnessed clashes late last month, which led to the killing of 2 people and the displacement of 325 families. He says conflict has significantly hindered humanitarian access to the area and delivery of life-saving assistance. Humanitarian officials in West Darfur state also confirmed that other communal clashes have been reported in the Sirba locality, 45 kilometers northwest of Al Janina town. Speaking by phone from Al Janina town, Asadiq Muhammad Ahmad, who heads the state humanitarian department, says intercommunal clashes continue. Muhammad says, till last night, the fighting was still continuing, and we had unconfirmed number of displacement and injuries. He says, at this moment, we don't have the exact number of people killed, injured, and displaced during the ongoing conflict. Muhammad says his office has no detail of causes of conflict in Sirba locality. He says state authorities have deployed forces into the area aimed at restoring security and stability and to separate the conflicted communities. Jebel Moon experienced a wave of violence in November last year when Arab nomad attacks farmers in the area. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says at least 43 people were killed and 46 villages were burned down and looted. Intercommunal clashes have been reported in most parts of Darfur since the joint United Nations and African Union peacekeeping mission ended its mandate in December 2020. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in